This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden is defending the way the United States ended its 20-year forever war in Afghanistan. He called the military airlift to extract some 120,000 Afghans, Americans, and other allies an extraordinary success. More than 100 Americans and thousands of Afghans were left behind, but Mr. Biden said diplomatic and other efforts would continue to get them out. The chaotic withdrawal of Western forces from Afghanistan has shown that the European Union needs to intervene militarily in a crisis without relying on U.S. troops, two senior EU officials say. Speaking on condition of anonymity, the officials voiced frustration that the EU, an economic power, was not able to protect Kabul airport for another 3 days beyond the August 31st U.S. withdrawal deadline to allow for more evacuations. This as EU defense ministers are gathering in the Slovenian capital Wednesday, 2 decades after EU leaders first agreed to set up a 50,000 to 60,000 strong force but failed to make it operational. EU states are once again aiming to create a 5,000 strong first entry force. They want a deal on its design by next March. Pope Francis has criticized the West's recent involvement in Afghanistan as an outsider's attempt to impose democracy, although he's done so by citing Russia's Vladimir Putin while thinking he was quoting Germany's Angela Merkel. In a radio interview aired Wednesday, Pope Francis was asked about the new political map taking shape in Afghanistan after the U.S. and its allies withdrew from the Taliban-controlled country after 20 years of war. The Pope said he would answer using a quote that he attributed to the German chancellor, who he described as one of the world's greatest political figures. This is VOA News. Pope Francis says he's not thinking of resigning and is living a totally normal life following intestinal surgery in July. He made the comments in a radio interview broadcast Wednesday on a Spanish radio network. The 84-year-old pontiff dismissed an Italian newspaper report that he might step down, saying, quote, "I don't know where they got it from last week that I was going to resign. It didn't even cross my mind," end quote. He also said he was almost certain to attend the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow in November. A Texas law banning most abortions in the state took effect at midnight, but the Supreme Court has yet to act on an emergency appeal to put the law on hold. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
If allowed to remain in force, the law would be the most dramatic restriction on abortion rights in the U.S. since the High Court's landmark Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion across the country in 1973. The Texas law prohibits abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually around 6 weeks, and before most women even know they're pregnant. It allows private citizens to sue anyone who helps a woman get an abortion after that time. Abortion providers who are asking the Supreme Court to step in said the law would rule out 85% of abortions. I'm Julie Walker.
More than 3 million people have been affected by the annual monsoon deluge as torrential rains pummeled eastern India, officials said Wednesday, with villagers fleeing to higher ground and wildlife sanctuaries underwater. Monsoons are crucial to replenishing water supplies after the scorching summer season, but also cause widespread death and destruction across South Asia each year. Experts say the storms have been worsened by climate change. German companies will not be granted the right to find out whether their employees are vaccinated against COVID-19. Although provisions could be made for some particularly risky workplaces, the labor minister said Wednesday. Many countries are making vaccination mandatory for some sectors, such as healthcare staff or public sector workers. And some companies, particularly in the United States, have started demanding that employees are inoculated. Thailand allowed shopping malls in the capital, Bangkok, to reopen Wednesday and restaurants to operate at half capacity, after nearly 3 months of tough restrictions aimed at containing the country's worst coronavirus outbreaks. Restaurants dining can also restart, but at half the capacity to allow for social distancing. And Britain's media regulator has ruled high-profile presenter Piers Morgan did not breach the broadcasting code in his criticism of Prince Harry's wife on ITV's Good Morning Britain breakfast show earlier this year. Morgan left the show following the controversy. By remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. We'll be right back.